Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Ches, in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting at the top of the Amud. The Mishnah mentioned that one gives Avdoi V'Shivchoso He'ivrim his Ma'aseh Sheni, and then when they redeem it, they don't have to add a Chaymish. So they want Manan Kaimin. What are we talking about? What's the Shivcho that one's giving it the Ma'aseh Sheni in order to redeem it? In Bigdoilo, if you talk about an adult, Zochas Besimoni, she's not a Shivcha anymore. We know that an Amo Ivrio, a Jewish maidservant, gets out of her slavery at the age of 12. So if she's an adult, she's not anymore a slave. In Bigtano, if she's a youngster under the age of 12, Koton Zocho, does a Koton have a din of Schos that he could be Zoicher Ma'aseh Sheni? Omar of Yudon Bar Sholom Kamir of Yoisi, Tipota command the Omar, Hakoton Toirim. It goes according to Mandoma that says in Mesechus Chumas that a cotton could do Chumo. So Mohammed, I feel command the Omar, Hakoton Toirim, Koton Zocha, it's two different things. Chumo is one thing. Chumo doesn't mean that you're acquiring something. You could do a Chumo. But to do a Schos, to be Zoichet yourself, who says you could do? So the Mualdad, Daitim de Rabbonin Tamon Nicho. According to Rabbonin over there, that makes sense. Meaning Rabbanon and Bovel, they hold that a cotton could be Zoich, as I was going to explain. Why? The Tamonim mean, we say there in Bovel, B'Sher Amnach B'Yakov, Kol Shodin Lo Egois U'Mashlichoi Tzor Vu Noitloi. If they give a child an Egois, a nut, and he throws it away, they give a Tzor, a pebble, and he takes it. Meaning he doesn't know the difference between an Egois and a Tzor. So then, Amoitzi B'Yodoi Kemoitzi B'Hashpo. Someone who finds an item in his hand, it's like finding it in the garbage, meaning there's no din mitzi over here. We don't consider that the katan found the mitzi and it belongs to him. Because he has no das at all, doesn't know what he's doing, it's not considered to be that anything belongs to him. But, egos vuhu noitloi, tzlor vuhu mashlichov, it's the opposite, he knows what he's doing. An ego is food he takes. A pebble he throws away. So he's a little older kid, he knows a little more what's going on. So the gzeilu gezlu pi dakashov. So now if the child finds something, it belongs to him, not midoraisa, pi dakashov. We don't want to cause fights. Rabbanan said, don't take it away from him. But egos vitzroi vunoitlom umatzlihom. He takes both the egos and the tzor. He takes the food, he takes the pebble. He puts them aside. And he hides them. Umivil nachazman. When you ask him, he brings it back. I mean, he knows how to keep things. He has das. He knows that everything has a value. And maybe one day he can use it. So then gzeilo gezel gomor. It's a gezel gomor. It belongs to him completely. Zochu la'atzmo v'lo la'achim. Can be zoichet for himself, can be zoichet to others, can be mezakeh to other people. But he can be zoichet himself. He has a complete das, as a complete schiyah, as not da'ik ha'sholim, he really has schiyah. And Rav Huna amar k'shem shu zoichet la'atzmo v'kachu zoichet la'achim. Rav Huna says even more. Not only zoichet himself, he zoichet also to achirim. Now by this, most of the first in the stand over here, that with Rabbanon it's good enough for us. Because what are we talking about in our sugya? That the katon, the shivcho, is zoichel ma'aseh sheni. She's not mezakel achirim. She acquires the ma'aseh sheni for herself. And then she can come and redeem it. There's no ziku achirim. So all we need is the source that a katon can be zoichel for himself. Now there's another discussion, can be mezakel achirim, which is not negat to our sugya. But as some of the first you point out, the Bavli holds that it's not enough to be zoichel atzvi. You have to, in Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to also mezakeh l'achirim. The concept of redeeming Ma'aseh Sheni on behalf of somebody else is equivalent to mezakeh l'achirim. Even though the katan takes the fruit and then he's redeeming it, it's considered to be that the katan is doing it on behalf of the owner. And therefore, it's not enough for him to be able to zeichet to himself. He needs to be mezakeh l'achirim. And according to this, we need to get to the shita of Rav Huna in order to answer our sugyo, how does the ketano, how does the shivcha ketanis able to do pidyon ma'aseh sheni? Ketanis the Gemara says a kol moedim shei matan ter matana, a gift he cannot give. Tichtiv ki iten ish matnas ish matano veimatas koton matana. Koton cannot give a gift. Divrei chachamim. Rabbeinu ben Parzi v'Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Yaakov v'Rabbi Acha v'Rabbi Yochanan la'olam ein gzeil gezel gomer ad shavi shtei saris. There's a sheet over here that says that he's not zoiche, he's never zoiche. Even when he has a big das, as long as he's a child, he doesn't have the ability to be zoiche at all, not even to be zoiche for himself. Continues the Gemara, the Sugin Amud Beis, and says, Rav Obisha Abiyuchadon, Adad Etayim, this whole discussion is Latzir Menu Bedin, to go to Beis Din and to take out from him money. Aval Avi Korban Shua, Kol Moed Yad Shevi Shtei Saris. Korban Shua is a din, if a person goes and takes for somebody else, and he lies about it, he has to bring a Korban Shua. That is only for an adult. A child, we don't have a din Korban Shua. And the reason for it is because it says, Vekichesh Ba'amitoy, Shua is only La'amitoy, meaning an adult like you. Now, I'm going to use the Gersa of Reb Chaim, who skips the following words and will say these words a little later. The Gemara says, according to what we're saying, that he can't give a gift because it says they need to be ish, so he should not be zeichet to himself. The same pasuk, he ten ish el re'eyu kesef. So it has to be le'eyu. In order to be zeichet to himself, he needs to be a friend, which is an adult like him. So why do you say that there is a katz of schia by a katan? The Gemara does not answer this question. So now we go back to the words we skipped before. Bank Rabbanda, what are you going to do with Rabbanan over here in Eretz Yisrael? Rabbanan and Bava, you could say that a katan does have a schia. But Rabbanan and Eretz Yisrael holds you, there's no schia for a katan. So how are you going to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says that a shivcho is able to do the Maisa Sheni and not to pay choymish? Answers the Gemara, Rav Yosi bar Aboy, Mishnah Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Parta lo b'shitas apiyotos. You answered based on the shita apiyotos, which in the Lashon HaBavli is peutos. The Tanin and Tamon, we learned over there, apiyotos mikchan mekach u'mimkor memkar b'metaltim. One said that a child who is above the age 7 or 8, and he has already das, he could do business. So this is going on our Mishnah. Midin schiyah that we have in the Torah, there's no schiyah by katan. But Rabban established that a katan has enough seichel to be able to do some business, so he can do schiyah. And that's the case of our Mishnah, we reach the age of peutos. Says the Gemara that Tanina, what we learned, Avinu mezake lo debno bitu haktani v'lo dehavdiv shivchos haktanim. So according to Reb Chaim and many of the other Mefarshim, this is a quote regarding the Gemara in Eruvin. The Bayeruvin, when you do Kinyan Bayeruvin, you can't do it with your young children. And really, we could have brought our Mishnah that says, the Maaseh Sheni you can't give to your own children. If the children are small or young, you can't give them to do Kinyan Maaseh Sheni. Why not? Why can't you give it to them? Mipnei Shi Yodom Ki Yodoy. Because their hand is like your hand. So it's not considered to be a separate entity. Mashma, if it wouldn't be your children, it would be someone else's children, you could do Kinyan. Mashma, over here, you have a Kinyan by a Katan. Answers the Gemara, born the Kisuin Amrin, Kamekoto Shesh Bodas, Kamekoto Shen Bodas. The same answer. If it's a Kotun that has a Das, meaning he reached the age of Peutois, so he has a Kinyan. And if it's a Kotun who does not, he didn't reach the age of Peutois, so he doesn't have a Kinyan, and that's the Gemara concludes by us, that it depends what age of a Kotun, how much Das does he have. With this we conclude, Yushalayim Ha'isa Sheni, Daf Lamed Ches.